For many, that means Europe. These young men have grown up in the shadows of two cataclysmic wars. Between 1954 and 1962, more than a million Algerian Muslims died during the war for independence from France. After almost 30 years of repressive one-party rule ended in 1991, Algeria descended into violence once again. For the next decade, a bloody conflict raged between security forces and Islamist insurgents, leaving some 200,000 Algerians dead. That period is commonly referred to as the Black Decade. Since then, security forces have kept a stifling grip on Algeria. Both the war for independence and the violence of the 1990s helped build a powerful, revolutionary, proudly Arab-African nation-state obsessed with self-rule and suspicious of outside intentions, but also afraid of what comes from within. Beneath the outward signs of a meaningful democracy, a free press, political pluralism, resilient institutions, shadowy assemblages of business elites, ruling party figures, and generals call the shots. The streets are filled with secret police and spies from the KGB-inspired intelligence agency. A curfew mentality still reigns, and there's nothing to do after 6 p.m. The system and its citizens are at peace, but remain deeply wary of one another. There was no Arab Spring in Algeria in 2011, partly because the memories of extreme violence in the Black Decade are still fresh, and secret police intercept most protests before they've even begun. These days, although the Algerian capital pulses at a low intensity, beguiled by a weary calm, currents of violence still wash through it. The authorities have managed to co-opt or eliminate all major pockets of dissent, yet scarcely a week goes by without protests, localized, spontaneous micro-riots, usually sparked by government policies to redistribute oil profits that favor some at the cost of others. Another common trigger for unrest is the publication of housing grant lists, since the government routinely gives out free apartments to relatives of local officials rather than the low-income families who have been waiting for years. These protests purge, at least briefly, the shame of being dependent on a repressive state, enabling people to reclaim some form of agency. Sheep fights have become a rare arena where men can escape the constant supervision of the state. While the fights are technically illegal, authorities allow followers of the sport to stream to unauthorized locations each week. Leagues in Algiers and the eastern port city of Annaba hold matches on hilltops, football pitches, and school courtyards. These range from the amateurish neighborhood fights, which draw a few hundred local men, to the grand African championship tournaments, held a few times a year in either Algeria or Tunisia, the only two entrants, which attract thousands from all over North Africa.